Hey everybody, and welcome to this special on Mercury going direct out of retrograde motion that's happening this year on the 25th of April and going to last right up until the 5th of August when Mercury goes retrograde again. So Mercury retrograde in astrology is when Mercury is going backwards, but as we know, retrograde motion is actually an optical illusion. What's really happening at this time is that the planets are swinging backward and forth, side to side sort of thing, not really, you know, completely going backwards, but on the symbolic level, it's a time when, you know, communication should go more inward. So yeah. And when Mercury goes direct out of retrograde, communication goes more outward. So that's what it means in its simplest form. So yeah. So first I'm going to start by talking about the astrological, practical, worldly, collective, materialistic meanings, the political and psychological meanings of Mercury going direct out of retrograde. So when Mercury goes direct after a retrograde period, it signifies a shift in energy, communication and flow. And remember that typically Mercury's post-retrograde zone shadow typically lasts for about 2 to 3 weeks. So yeah. Astrologically, Mercury controls communication, travel, technology, siblings as well. There's education, schooling, your immediate environment, also your cousins, neighbours, short distance travel, because long distance travel is more ruled by Sagittarius, which is Gemini, which Mercury's rules opposite sign, so it's on the 3rd, 9th house axis. So yeah, the 3rd house where Mercury and Gemini typically lives, control short distances, messages of all forms, such as email, DMs and all of that, and journalism and writing, as well as physical dexterity, which is, you know, the skill and ease of using our hands, as well as our mental skill and our quickness as well. So when Mercury goes direct, we can get more clarity in these areas. It's a good time for making decisions, signing contracts and starting new projects. As you know, Mercury going direct supports forward movement. Practically, from a practical standpoint, it means that there can be fewer misunderstandings, technical glitches, so computers and hard drives should start working again. It's a good time to resolve conflicts, clear up miscommunications that happened when Mercury was, you know, in retrograde, and focus on becoming more productive. People may experience more smoother interactions and be able to express themselves more clearly, but remember that for the first 2 weeks, every time Mercury comes out of retrograde, it's still in its pulse and retrograde zone, so it's just going to take time for these things to pick up and stuff as well. And of course, if you are born, because Mercury retrograde can happen 3 to 4 times a year with Mercury, so yeah, if you were born, that's my point, yeah, if you were born with Mercury retrograde when it goes direct, this whole period can be like retrograde for you. So, you know, Mercury retrograde can actually be a relief for you when that happens, and Mercury direct can just be like, oh my god, no, horror. But yeah, on the worldly, materialistic, collective level, it can help us sort of like make better financial negotiations and decisions as well, and improve business transactions. It's a good time for making investments, or, you know, looking after your finances, so looking at your budgets, because Mercury also rules Virgo as well, so it's good for all kinds of analytics and logical planning when it comes to investments and finances, and also thinking about your daily routine, especially your health routine as well. Politically, it can make communication in governments more clearer. It can see progress in policy making, diplomatic relations, people speaking the truth, so whistleblowers as well, and public discussion can become more clearer in the politics realm, because sometimes, you know, politicians can act like school children and it can just get a bit too nitpicky, gossipy. But Mercury going direct, they can be more logical with their arguments, if there is such a thing. Sorry, I'm being biased. So yeah, it can it can make things less confused and more transparent in the realms of politics. On the psychological level, Mercury going direct can help us feel more mentally sharp, focused and decisive. It's a time where we may experience improved problem solving skills. As I said, we may have more sort of like, if we've been clouded in our judgment, it can be a time of mental clarity, and we can sort of like, it gives us the ability to just be more sort of like open to honest conversations that give us deeper insights into our thoughts and emotions, and helps us just make better decisions in general. So yeah, spiritually, Mercury turning direct from retrograde allows us to have more sort of like self-reflection and think about the lessons that we learned or should have learned during the retrograde period. It's a time to move forward with renewed insight and understanding. So we can have an increase in self-awareness, awareness of others, be able to embrace new opportunities with confidence, especially those related to communication. So it's a time to, you know, start or continue that podcast, that blog, whatever it is you're into, creating that content. It encourages us to trust our intuition, release old patterns and beliefs that no longer serve us, especially around how we communicate with others or how we allow others to communicate with us, especially if the way others may communicate with us is toxic as well. It's a time when spiritually we can reconnect with our intuition and sort of like just listen to our inner voice and align ourselves with our true purpose as well. It supports us in expressing ourselves more authentically, resolving conflicts, and just, you know, bringing more harmony if there was disharmony in our communications and in our relationship during the Mercury retrograde period. So esoterically, it opens us up to the channels of higher knowledge and wisdom. It's a potent time for tapping into our intuitive abilities and connecting with the unseen psychic realms in grounded ways. And I always push this grounded stuff, because when we communicate with the other side in an ungrounded way, then it can just lead to toxic things as well. Symbolically, Mercury going direct out of retrograde represents progress forward, reassessment. It gives us the green light to carry out plans and decisions with a clearer mind that may have come to us in Mercury retrograde, and we may have started doing it but then we couldn't do it, so now's the time to start again. Creatively encourages innovative thinking and creative expression. It's a time when new ideas can flow more easily and creative plans can flourish. Emotionally, it allows us to, you know, just feel a sense of relief and resolution, because, you know, misunderstandings or delays that happened in retrograde may start to untangle, and this can lead to, you know, more emotional, spiritual and psychological clarity. So now I'm just going to talk about the general positives, negatives and the best use of Mercury going direct out of retrograde. So positively, as I said, it just helps us to find clarity in communication, better decision making, helps us with more stability with our technological devices as well. It can just make us, you know, if we was finding it hard to operate a new gadget or device during retrograde, it can be easier now. The negatives are that, you know, there's a shadow period. So even when Mercury goes direct, as I said, the shadow period lingers, when the effects of retrograde can still be there. So, you know, there can be continued confusion or delays. So just be gentle with yourself and others and plan extra time for, you know, things, travel and replying to communications and receiving communications as well. People can make hasty decisions because they can rush into them too quickly without fully thinking them through. So it's important to be cautious and take time to consider all options before making significant choices. You can be overwhelmed as well. So the sudden shift in energy from retrograde to direct can sometimes be overwhelming. So it's essential to stay grounded and not let the quick pace lead to anxiety, stress. So just look after your mental health. Be gentle with yourself and others. Take your time, you know. The best use of this energy is to reflect and reassess. And you can use this to plan ahead. So this is the ideal time to align your actions and words with your long-term objectives. Just reassess how you're living your life. Is how you're living your life, the people in your life, your relationships, your thoughts, helping you to achieve your long-term goals? If not, in what ways can you change toxic behaviors, relationships to live your best life? also the best use of this energy is to learn from past mistakes, to embrace the lessons learned during the retrograde period and use them to avoid making the same mistakes again in the future. Take this time to grow and evolve from past experiences and turn challenges, obstacles into opportunities for growth. Embrace change, welcome new opportunities and possibilities that come with the turning of this cosmic tide, and remember, with every challenge comes a chance for growth and renewal. Stay open to the winds of change and allow them to, you know, allow transformation, change to carry you towards brighter horizons. So now I'm just going to talk about how the aspects that Mercury makes when it goes direct on the 25th of April. So yeah, it goes direct in the 22nd degree of Pisces this year. So I'm going to talk a bit more about that in a while. But it's also making the following aspects, which is going to flavour the whole period of Mercury being direct until when it goes retrograde again, which happens on the 5th of August. So yeah, Mercury is making a semi-sextile to Saturn, so all of these aspects are going to flavour Mercury and its energy for the next 4 to 5 months. So positively, Mercury semi-sextile to Saturn is a harmonious connection between Mercury's planet of communication and Saturn's discipline. It can help in grounding thoughts and ideas, which can lead to more structured and practical thinking, and this can be beneficial. When Mercury is direct, it helps us, you know, make clearer decisions and planning for the future, and this energy of Saturn making a semi-sextile to Mercury solidifies that. But negatively, even though it's separating, so it's, you know, going weaker, so it's not gonna, you know, it's not as, it's 0.09 separating, so it's influencing us, and it's in the early days of separating, so it can cause, still cause delays and obstacles in us implementing our plans in the post-retrograde period. So it's essential to stay focused and diligent, using good judgment, seeking out mentors and advice from people who are clear thinkers. If you're more of a clouded thinker and stuff, you know, you may have Neptune in the third house or something like that, so that you can make practical decisions. Mercury makes a quintile to Pluto, so quintiles is an esoteric aspect, sort of energy, but it enhances our ability to think deeply and be self-reflective, and allows us and supports us in having deep, profound insights and revelations, and it can shed light on hidden truths and help us uncover subconscious patterns that affect our decision making, especially during the retrograde phase, and, you know, just open us up to, you know, some home truths that we need to learn so we can become better communicators. And Pluto here wants us to subtly change the ways that we communicate with ourselves, especially our inner self talk as well. So it's a sort of energy, it's just, you know, slow and steady steps instead of, you know, rushing ahead with them as well. But negatively, it can lead to subtle tactics of jealousy and power struggles in communication, and people just making snide remarks or saying things that can have double meaning. So it's important to approach conversations with awareness and sensitivity to avoid misunderstandings or confrontations, but also to ignore and to ask questions, and to also stand up for yourself if people are picking on you and stuff like that as well, but maybe in a more subtle way rather than getting in someone's face. I don't like these covert Machiavellian things, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to fight fire with fire, but in this way you have to fight subtlety with subtlety. So yeah, Mercury's also conjunct Chiron as it goes direct, so again, it supports healing in our communication, allows us to have more understanding of our past wounds, especially past wounds when it comes to healing and growth in our communication. It allows for us to be more compassionate in our conversations. But negatively, there can be, you know, lingering feelings of vulnerability or sensitivity that can influence our conversations. So just be considerate to prevent reopening old emotional, psychological, spiritual wounds. If you've forgiven someone, try and forgive them. If you can't, talk to them in a direct way instead of, you know, doing underhand kind of passive aggressive communicative tactics, and get the help and support that you need to improve you you know, improve your communication or to, you know, be honest about why you may not be able to forgive someone or why you're having trouble, and then seek help and support, maybe couples therapy or therapy, individual therapy to help you. So yeah, Mercury is also making a conjunction to the Moon's North Node. So this is a karmic energy, so it can bring fated encounters over the next 4 to 5 months where you can have more meaningful conversations that lead to personal growth. Or it can just be, you know, listening to podcasts, something you hear on a TV show you like, or something in passing that can just really help you and push you forward in going forward with any communications projects, especially if you feel like that's your destiny. So write that book, start that podcast, as I said earlier. Yeah? But negatively, it can sort of like block us from integrating the lessons and the insights that we gained during retrograde into our future conversations and interactions. So it's crucial to reflect on the lessons learned during Mercury retrograde and apply them to move forward. So, you know, basically apply the knowledge that you know to your communication skills and to your life, and this is how you can move forward with making progress. Mercury also makes a sextile square to the ascendant, so this allows us to express our thoughts and ideas confidently and just supports us being more assertive and authentic in communication. But negatively, it can add to the confrontation, you know, because people can just be triggering with their words and lack empathy. So we just need to be careful and considerate with our communication to, you know, just avoid sort of like hurting others and ourselves with our words and actions in the long run. So just be careful and considerate. That's the best things to do. So now I'm going to talk about the Sabine degree. So as I said, Mercury is going direct in the 22nd degree of Pisces on the 25th of April, which rules the Achilles tendon of the right foot and has the Sabine symbol of a man bringing down the new law from Sinai. And obviously these Sabine interpretations were written ages ago, so we can read it as a person bringing down the new law from Sinai. So positively, this alignment can bring clarity to communication and understanding. It can increase intuitive abilities and help us have profound insights. We can find ourselves more receptive to spiritual messages and better able to articulate our inner truths. But negatively, because as I said, we all know that Mercury retrograde causes misunderstandings sometimes. Not always, just some people are more effective. You know, it's not the dreaded thing. I don't see it as that. Sometimes I see all astrological transits have a purpose, you know. So yeah, as Mercury goes into the 22nd degrees of Pisces, the misunderstanding that these energies bring can start to, you know, fade away, dissipate. But it's still essential to remain mindful of our words and intentions to avoid unnecessary conflicts and confusion. Holistically, it helps us with the healing in our communication and the reflection of our emotional, psychological and spiritual well-being. It encourages us to pay attention to our intuition and emotional needs and helps us with that personal growth and self-awareness that I was talking about earlier. The esoteric meaning of the 22nd degree of Pisces wants us to, you know, shift towards a higher consciousness and connect to a divine wisdom. We may experience a sense of alignment with our spiritual purpose and have a deeper understanding of universal, mystical or spiritual truths, or all three. So yeah, so the Sabine symbol, as I said, is a man or a person bringing down the new law from Sinai. So this further emphasizes the idea of receiving design, guidance and wisdom from within, or interacting with other people as well. This symbol conveys a sense of authority and reverence. So yeah, this backs up that this period can bring about significant revelations or teachings as Mercury's direct over the next 3 to 4 months, if you are open to it. So as I said, the 22nd degree of Pisces is associated with the Achilles tendon of the right foot, and this is symbolic of strength, vulnerability and the potential for sudden downfall. So yeah, on the deeper esoteric, spiritual, holistic meaning, this can be a transformative time where the higher truth or moral code replaces old beliefs or structures. It speaks of the power of divine inspiration, as I said earlier, and the responsibility that comes with sharing enlightened teachings with others. Just as Moses in the Bible received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai and brought them down to guide his people, this symbol implies a similar act of delivering important guidance or principles to be followed. So this is, you know, if you're turning to healer, this is or someone who has been reluctant to do to send out messages that they get, because, you know, none of us are, you know, Jesus reincarnated or anything like that, and we can get lost on the spiritual path when we start thinking things like that. But we all have got a message that we can give to people that will only receive the message specifically from us. Like some people, you can say, you can have someone saying the same words, but they will only listen to one person, not the next. We get this in day-to-day life. So what is it that you can deliver? What is the message that only you can deliver and people will listen to? It implies that it's an invitation for us to reflect on our own values and the impact of introducing new rules or perspectives into our lives, our families, our relationships, our communities. As I said, the killings, tendons, association with movement and stress adds to the physical dimension to the symbolism, highlighting the need for stability and resilience when implementing changes or upholding laws in our life. This is why I say grounding is always very important, especially when we are venturing into the psychic realms, because there's so much misinformation out there as well. And the ultimate aim of any spiritual teacher should be wanting you to grow so that you can depend on your own inner guidance and trust it, because a lot of us get the inner guidance but we don't trust it. So any spiritual teacher that tries to create this dependency on them for your wisdom is not, you know, in the long run, is not conducive and good for your overall lifelong growth. So yeah, this Sabian symbol wants us to consider the weight of our words and actions, as well as the authority and integrity required when introducing significant changes in our thought and behaviour as well. All in all, when Mercury goes direct in the 22nd degree of Pisces, it signals a time of spiritual awakening, increased intuition and clarity in communication. It invites us to embrace our inner truths, listen to our instincts and connect with the deeper meaning behind our experiences. This shift of Mercury going direct in the 22nd degree of Pisces wants us to, you know, sort of like have clarity prevail and spiritual growth go ahead and prioritize that over misunderstandings and disruptions. This cosmic alignment encourages us to dig into our emotional well-being, trust our intuition and align with our higher consciousness, paving the way for profound revelations and personal evolution. As we navigate this time of spiritual awakening, it's crucial to approach communication with mindfulness and embrace the divine wisdom that guides us towards a deeper understanding of ourselves and the universe. So now I'm going to talk about the holistic karmic past life meanings and the karmic lessons of Mercury going direct. So holistically, Mercury going direct at a retrograde motion represents a period of resolving misunderstandings and releasing any lingering tensions from the past weeks. In terms of past life meanings, it indicates a need to address issues related to expressing truth and learning from previous patterns of miscommunication. The karmic lessons that we should learn during the time Mercury is direct, which typically lasts for 3 to 5 months, revolve around practicing patience, understanding the power of words, and being mindful of how our actions impact others as well. So now I'm going to talk about the positive and negative influences of Mercury going direct on our relationships. So in terms of family relationships, it can improve our communication and it can lead to a better understanding and harmony in our family as well. But negatively, sudden bluntness or honesty can cause friction. In terms of friendship, it can lead to easier planning of social activities and catch-ups due to clearer communication. But negatively, unresolved issues that were overlooked during Mercury retrograde can come up right now, and this can put a strain on friendships. In terms of co-worker relationships, it can increase productivity and teamwork as well, because work-related communications can become smoother, but negatively, there can be an increased likelihood of misunderstandings due to the rapid pace of communication that can happen post-retrograde. In terms of committed couples, there can be renewed clarity and understanding in the relationships, helping partners to reconnect on a deeper level. Negatively, there can be a tendency to bring up past disagreements, misunderstandings, and this can create tension in the relationships. In terms of hookup relationships, there can be clearer intentions and boundaries, and this can lead to more satisfying and respectful interactions between partners. But negatively, there can be a misinterpretations of signals due to increased directness, and this can result in misunderstandings or conflicts. So just make sure you respect other people's boundaries, ask for consent, and everything should go fine. So yeah, now I'm just going to talk about how Mercury going direct affects career, personal, spiritual, and educational development as well. So in terms of career development, projects that were previously delayed or face obstacles may start to move forward now, because things can become, communication can become more clearer and effective. But negatively, there can be challenges as misunderstandings or miscommunications that happen during retrograde can still be lingering and require extra sort of effort to resolve as well. On a personal level, relationships with colleagues, friends and family, as I said, may improve, as it can bring clarity in communication, which can lead to greater self-understanding and stronger connections with others. However, they can still be, you know, lingering tension, especially in a conflict as well with yourself. Your personal thoughts may become more clearer as well, so this can just impact your relationships positively. But negatively, your thoughts can be clouded, and this can impact your relationships negatively as well. So in terms of spiritual development, it allows us to have more of a deeper clarity of thought and a deeper connection with our inner self, and it brings opportunities for personal growth, self-reflection, and aligning with your true authentic spiritual path. But it can still bring confusion or doubts as well, because of the lingering energy of retrograde motion as well. This can get in the way with you, you know, of your spiritual practice. In terms of educational development, we can experience a positive shift, and it can be better to learn new information, and we can find it easier to understand concepts and grasp new knowledge, which is always good. But there can still be some leftover effects from retrograde, such as delays in academic progress and misunderstandings that need to be resolved. So now I'm going to finish up with the best things for creative professionals and students and entrepreneurs and alternative healers and lovers to do when Mercury is direct. So professionals should use this for clearer communication in the workplace. Students should use this energy to become more productive and focused, because there can be less of mental fog. Entrepreneurs can take this time to make important business decisions with greater clarity and confidence. Alternative healers may notice a stronger connection to their intuition and spiritual practices, making it a good time to explore new healing techniques and get deeper into researching, you know, brush your skills up on tools and strategies you already use. Lovers can look forward to smoother communication in relationships, because communication can flow more easily. Misunderstandings can be resolved more effectively if you're willing to provide that active listening in space and give each other grace, and to just really listen, because sometimes we just don't listen and we don't communicate as well, and we need to do that, because if we don't communicate, you know, things can go crazy. And some, obviously, you know, taking time out is a form of communication as well. You don't always have to communicate with words and stuff, but ultimately it's a great time for couples to reaffirm their bond and for singles to put themselves out there with confidence. So yeah, that's the end of this special and Mercury going direct out of retrograde and all the things that you should do when that happens.